This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, and welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where we dive into the complicated mind of Elon Musk. My name is Will Walden, I'm your host, and in today's episode, we discuss the intriguing developments around Elon Musk, the CEO of Twitter, and his recent calls for a moratorium on advanced AI development. We'll unpack the controversy surrounding his motives, the potential implications for the AI community, and the broader ethical questions that arise from this debate. Now, Elon Musk, in a surprising turn of events, has purchased approximately 10,000 graphics processing units, or GPUs, to advance AI research at the social media giant, and according to a report by Insider. And this move came shortly after Musk endorsed an open letter that urged for a six-month halt on the development of powerful AI. Now, the tech entrepreneur and venture capitalist Vinod Khosla, however, told Bloomberg that he believes that Musk's public support for slowing AI development might be a strategic move to help catch him up with the competition. Musk has warned about the potential dangers of AI in the past, and he was one of over 1,000 individuals who signed the open letter in March of this year. The letter cautioned that AI companies are engaged in an all-out control race, and called for a temporary halt to the development of more advanced systems. And earlier this week, Musk expressed his support for Geoffrey Hinton, widely known as the godfather of AI, who resigned from Google and shared his regrets about creative technology that could threaten humanity in an interview with the New York Times. Now, despite Musk's recent public support for curbing AI development, Khosla is skeptical of his motives. He said, "Elon is behind. I 80% suspect his call to slow down AI development was so he could catch up." Now, the recent acquisition of 10,000 GPUs for Twitter lends credibility to Khosla's suspicions, as tech companies frequently use these components to work on large-scale AI models. Now, Musk's history with AI development is complex. In 2015, he co-founded OpenAI, the organization responsible for ChatGPT, a leading AI technology. However, Musk left the company in 2018 after the co-founders, including Sam Altman, declined his offer to take control of the business, as reported by Semaphore. Now, Musk's departure was allegedly fueled by concerns that OpenAI was lagging behind Google in the race toward AI advancements. He believed he had a better chance of achieving artificial general intelligence at Tesla. And the Wall Street Journal reported that when an OpenAI intern questioned Musk's decision, the CEO referred to the intern as a jackass. The junior staffer later received a trophy commemorating the incident. Now, even before assuming leadership at Twitter, Musk has consistently expressed concerns about the potential dangers of AI. During a 2016 conference, he warned that humans could become house cats for AI and advocated for the development of an implant like Neuralink to counteract such a threat. Musk's recent endeavors at Twitter have not been without controversy. More than half of the earliest subscribers to Twitter Blue, the platform's premium service priced at $8 per month, have reportedly abandoned the service and relinquished their blue check marks. Mashable revealed that out of about 150,000 early Twitter Blue subscribers, only about 68,157 maintained a paid subscription as of April 30th. And as the debate over the future of AI continues, Musk calls for a moratorium on advanced AI development have drawn both support and skepticism. With his recent acquisition of the 10,000 GPUs for Twitter's AI research, the question remains whether Musk's endorsement of a six-month pause in AI development is genuinely motivated by concern for humanity or a strategic move to bolster his own position in the race toward artificial general intelligence. And in the light of these developments, the broader AI community is also grappling with the ethical implications of rapid AI advancements. And as more and more AI-driven technologies become integral to our daily lives, there's an increasing need for regulations and guidelines to ensure the responsible development and use. Elon Musk's recent support for a six-month pause in AI development, whether strategic or genuinely concerned, highlights the ongoing debate over the pace and direction of AI innovation. Now, while Musk's motives remain unclear, his involvement in the AI space has undoubtedly raised public awareness about the potential risks and the rewards of artificial intelligence. And proponents of AI argue that its continued development has the potential to revolutionize industries, enhance productivity, and address pressing global challenges such as climate change and healthcare. Now, critics, on the other hand, warn that the rapid progress of AI technology may result in job displacement, exacerbate income inequality, and threaten privacy and security. And as AI technologies become more advanced and their applications become more widespread, the need for a collaboration approach to AI governance becomes paramount. This includes fostering open dialogue amongst shareholders and stakeholders, including researchers, policymakers, and the public, to address the ethical, legal, and social implications of AI. Additionally, the development of international guidelines and best practices for AI research and development could help mitigate potential risks and ensure that the benefits of AI are shared equitably. And while the debate over Elon Musk's intentions behind this call for a moratorium on advanced AI development persists, his influence in the AI space cannot be denied. And as the CEO of Twitter and a major figure in technology and business, Musk's actions and opinions carry significant weight in shaping the future of AI. It remains to be seen whether his recent support for a pause in AI development will spur the AI community and policymakers to engage in more meaningful conversations, discussions, and create a more thoughtful and sustainable approach to AI innovation. Now, in the meantime, Musk's investment in 10,000 GPUs for AI research at Twitter could have far-reaching implications for the social media platform and its users. And as Twitter continues to leverage AI to enhance its services, questions around data privacy, content moderation, and algorithmic bias will likely become more pressing. Whether Musk's leadership at Twitter will result in more transparent and ethical AI practices on the platform is yet to be determined. Now, the conversation surrounding AI development is potential to include risks and rewards, and the role of influential figures like Musk is a complex and an evolving one. And as AI continues to shape our world, it's crucial for society to engage in open and honest discussions about its implications and work collectively to develop responsible and ethical approaches to AI innovation. Now, the future of AI depends not only on the actions of tech leaders like Elon Musk, but also on the collective wisdom and the vigilance of the global community and the people that actually build the AIs. So thank you so much for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. If you could take a second and hit the follow or subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, that would be fantastic because we're growing our audience tremendously. And I'm super excited about it because we get to bring you more of Elon Musk news every single day. And without you, we couldn't do this. So thank you so much. And everybody else who's been giving us 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, thank you so much. Leslie CJ gave us a 5-star review. MLG67 gave us a 5-star review. JM Andu gave us a 5-star review. Thank you so much for those reviews. They really do help a ton in getting the word out there. So if you could, if you're on Apple Podcasts, 5-star review would be great. That would be really cool. So thanks again, everybody, for listening to the Elon Musk podcast. My name is Will Walden. I'm the host of the show. Now, I'll see you in the next one, but before then, please take care of yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.